continue four lines down from the top on Lamed Omid Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. We're still discussing the concept of the exceptions for Gilui, when Gilui does not apply, and we're not concerned that a snake is going to spit his venom into the wine or the water, etc. Tanu Rabbanan, Yayin Toseis Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. New wine, there's no concern of Gilui. V'kama Tisisaso. And how long is this considered new wine? Gimayamim, it's for 3 days. So 3 days after it's been the fermenting process began, for those 3 days we're not concerned of the snake putting its venom into the wine. Why not? The assumption is perhaps that it's so strong that the snake is repulsed by it. Gemara continues, Gimayamim Hashachalaim Ein Pem Mishum Gilui. For the first 3 days, wine mixed in with shachalaim, with some vegetable, there's no concern of gilui. Perhaps because the snakes are not interested; they're repulsed by this shachalaim. However, ubin engola nogo ben iser. But in the diaspora, they were machbir; they wouldn't drink wine with shachalaim that was left uncovered. V'lo amron ela deleis puchala, but they only said this if there wasn't any vinegar mixed into this mixture as well. Aval ispuchala migribu, but if there was vinegar in the mixture, then it's migribu, it'll bother the snakes and they'll be repulsed by it. So you have situations where gilui could apply and gilui would not apply. Similarly, kusa chabavli ein bo mishum gilui ubenegola nagu ben iser. In Eretz Yisrael, with regards to the kuta chabavli, the Babylonian dip, it's essentially a cheese dip, there was no concern of gilui. But in the diaspora, they were machmir. Amar Rav Menashe, Yispu Nikuri Chashinan. Even in Eretz Yisrael, when they were makel, and they said that kusa chabavli, there's no prohibition of gilui, but if you find this kutach, which was uncovered, and you see some markings inside of it, even though we're generally not concerned, if you see a mark in it, that's a sign to not eat it. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel. Similarly, Mei Tiftif, Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. If you have dripping water, let's assume it's wine. You have, Rashi explains, a vessel underneath, there's a barrel of wine which is dripping, and it's dropping into this vessel underneath it. So may tiftif, this wine which is dropping from under the barrel, ein bo mishum gilui, there's no concern of gilui. Why not? Rashi says that the dripping scares off the noise, scares off the snake. Amar Rav Ashi, v'hu d'avid tif lahadi tiftif. That's only if the dripping is continuous. There's no break in between. If there's a break in between, then the snake is going to have an opportunity to capitalize. But as long as it's a constant stream of dripping, then we're not concerned that the snake is going to drink from the wine. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, Pi Te'ena Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. Now we go off to a different topic of Gilui. The mouth of a fig, we're not concerned of gilui. What do you mean, the mouth of a fig? Well, when you pluck, Rashi says, when you pluck the fig, there's a little hole on the top. So that hole seems to be ripe, pun intended, for the snake to put its venom inside that hole. But we say we're not concerned of gilui on a te'ena. Kiman, who does this opinion follow? Kihai Tana. It goes according to the following Tana, the title of the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ochel Adam Anavim Mute'enim Balaila, the Eino Choshesh, that a person can eat grapes and figs at night and does not need to be concerned about any venom from a snake. Mishum Shenemar, based on the verse, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu washes over the simple ones. Right? If you were so concerned, you would never be able to eat. You just have to assume that you have to have Emunah Pshuta, that things are fine and there's no concern for a poisonous snake to have infected the grape or the fig with their venom. So here you have again a whole bunch of different examples of exceptions to the rule of gilui. We started out saying that it only applied to liquids for milk and wine and water, but now you see that it even is extended sometimes to foods. But again, when it comes to pita'ena, we're not concerned for gilui based on the pasuk Shomer Pesayim Hashem.